Hello everyone. Today I'm going to talk about novel sources of resistance to eastern floor blight in hazelnut. I'll go through introduction, materials and method, analysis and results. Hazelnut is one of the important nut crop in Pacific Northwest, which comprises around 99% of the total production of US crop. Commercial cultivation of European hazelnut in Willamette Valley is threatened by fungal disease eastern floor blight that is caused by the pyrenomycete and Isogramma anomala. The fungus is an obligate biotrop with a latent period of around 2 years. Squash spores are released as farinaceous soils during the rain and are disseminated by wind and rain during spring. Eventually, the squash spores land on and infect young shoots. Spores gradually colonize the cambium and phloem and leads to the formation of elliptical stromata that are arranged in row along with the sunken cankers. With regular expansion of canker branches and trunk are girdled, weakens tree and cause tree death in 5 to 12 years in absence of control measure. Pruning and fungicide application shows the disease progress but are expensive, reduce production and are not completely effective. Disease resistance identification and incorporation is the most effective disease control method and approach, both in terms of economic and ecological aspect, which is the major objective of OSU hazelnut breeding program. Gasaway was found to be resistant to eastern floor blight, and the resistance mechanism study identified a single locus with a dominant allele for resistance. So the Gasaway has been extensively utilized in OSU breeding program, and several recent releases carry a dominant allele for resistance from Gasaway. However, Gasaway and some of its offspring have been infected by Anisogramma anomala isolates, indicating urgent need to investigate new source of resistance and then incorporate the new resistance sources in the upcoming releases. Identification, studying and mapping of new resistance selection are continuing, with the concern of possible breakdown of using a single dominant resistance gene in hazelnut. In my study, I studied 12 new eastern floor blight resistance sources and are investigated by inoculating, segregating progenies under inoculation structure, greenhouse and field tying method. In material and method section, I'm just going to talk about plant materials and different forms of disease inoculation method that we used. Progenies segregating for resistance from four sources: Grand Traverse, Corylus heterophylla oigu, Yoder 5 and Corylus americana ross were exposed to eastern floor blight under a structure topped with the diseased wood. In addition, seedlings representing 8 new sources of ESP resistance were inoculated in the greenhouse. The greenhouse inoculated progenies include 7 Moscow selections and Eobob from Serbia. Also, seedlings of Yoder 5 were exposed to eastern floor blight by tying diseased branches on the trees in the field. So let me talk about structure inoculations. In structure inoculation, diseased branches bearing eastern floor blight cankers are placed on a wire mesh on a wooden frame platform above the potted plants. Branches are kept moist by sprinkling water periodically. In greenhouse inoculation, we generally use greenhouse inoculation to detect a very high level of resistance. Greenhouse benches are then covered with white polythene sheets, but the roofs are kept open and the chamber is humidified with a misting system. Paritaceae are extracted from the diseased twigs and then are hydrated in the distilled water, ground with mortar and pestle, and esco spores are released. The resulting suspension are then filtered through the cheesecloth and diluted to a concentration of 10 to the power 6 spores per ml. Trees with actively growing soot tips are then selected for inoculation, and two inoculations are performed, one either in early morning before 7 a.m. or late evening after 8 p.m. and the second inoculation is applied 3 days after the first inoculations. Field time of disease branches is another method of inoculation that we are investigating in hazelnut, which is very effective when the disease pressure is very high. In this method, disease branches with mature stromata are collected and stored in refrigerator. The disease branches are then cut into 15 cm pieces, and each branches are tied to the trees during spring, and in general disease response are recorded after 20 months because the latent period of the long latent period of the pathogen. SSR analysis. Segregation ratios are confirmed for each segregating progeny using the chi-square goodness of fit test. Heterogeneity chi-square tests were then performed when two or more progenies are segregating for each resistance source, and to understand and determine if the data can be pooled together. DNA are then extracted from 2 to 4 young leaves of parent and seedling of each segregating progenies. For all resistant sources that are segregating in 1:1 ratio, DNA from parents and seedlings are amplified with SSR markers that are previously assigned to linkage group, starting from linkage group 6. If correlation coefficient with linkage group 6, Gasawa resistance gene, are less than 0.5, additional markers from other linkage group, linkage group 7, Rattori resistance, and linkage group 2, Georgian resistance, were amplified. Amplified product were then multiplexed and were submitted to fragment sizing by capillary electrophoresis on ABI-3730. Allele sizes were determined using gene mapper software, and fragment lengths are entered in spreadsheet. Eventually, linkage groups were assigned based on co-segregation of previously mapped SSR loci. When linkage group is assigned, several SSR markers from particular linkage groups are amplified and the resistant sources are mapped. Now the result. For structure inoculated progenies, resistance from Grand Traverse and Corylus heterophylla oigu was assigned to linkage group 6. Resistance from Yoder 5 was assigned to linkage group 7, while Corylus americana ross was linked to markers from both linkage group 2 and linkage group 7, which is not uncommon. Similarly, greenhouse inoculated Yobo progenies were mapped to linkage group 6. 7 Moscow selection that remained free of Eastern field blight following greenhouse inoculation were crossed with susceptible parents, and around 60 seedlings of each progeny were inoculated in the greenhouse. Very few seedlings of Moscow selection N01, N0106, N0107 remained free of disease and were likely escapes. In contrast, seedlings of Moscow selection N23, N26, N27, and N37 segregated in 1:1 ratio, indicating control by a single locus and a dominant allele for resistance. Resistance from Moscow N27 appears to be on linkage group 2, while resistance from N23, N27, and N37 were not significantly correlated with any of the SSR markers from linkage group 6, linkage group 2, and linkage group 7. These three Moscow sources are unique and novel source of Eastern field blight resistance. Resistance from these new sources will be mapped and linked markers developed and will be used in pyramiding different resistance genes for durable yeast and flour bite resistance. Thank you.